The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Welcome to the call, everybody. I'm so glad you're here. If you haven't already shared in the comments section, we would love to see in the chat feature, what was the most exciting thing that has happened to you in 2020? It is halfway. We are at halftime in 2020. And man, I tell you what, we have taken it on the nose a little bit, right? There's been some challenges, there's been some obstacles, but we're going to get a chance to share with you some ideas of how you can celebrate your healthy Independence Day today. We're going to be talking about tips that you can use over the holiday weekend, over the Independence Day weekend, and we're going to share with you some thoughts on just the play on words about how you can celebrate your healthy Independence Day, your independence from unhealthy habits, your independence from maybe some previous challenges or pains or problems that you had, and how you can use this mindset to create more freedom in your life, more independence, more freedom to do the life that you really wanted to live, to do the things that you want to do, to be the things that you want to be, to have the things that you want to have. So if you're excited to about jumping into celebrating your healthy Independence Day, would you just put a one in the chat feature just so that I can see that you're ready to go? We've got a whole bunch of people that are joining us tonight. I can't wait to hear more about the takeaways that you're going to get from tonight. So my personal story is I lost 100 pounds. It was a transformational experience. I have now been encouraging others to get healthy for 11 years. And I've had a chance to really learn a lot about the habits of health. And it's my pleasure to be able to share with you some of what I've learned, as well as share with you some stories of some individuals that have also gotten healthier alongside of me. And I can't wait for you to hear their stories because they are truly transformational. But let's go ahead and do a poll. I want to kind of get an idea of who's with us tonight. Are you a coach? Are you a client or a guest? Would you go ahead and cast your vote on the poll? I'd love to see where everybody's coming in at from tonight. We do have kind of a wide variety of people that join in for our Habits of Health calls. So cast your vote and submit that, and then the little box will go away and we can continue on with our presentation. This is the Habits of Health Transformational System. If you're not familiar with it, this is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. He's the 10th physician board certified in critical care. He wrote the Habits of Health System almost 10 years ago, and he just released the 2.0 version, which has been an amazing system. We've got so many people that are experiencing breakthroughs because of this transformational system. If you've had something that you've experienced as a part of this system, would you throw it in the chat message, just kind of a quick little, like, what was your breakthrough from the Habits of Health Transformation System? What was it that has really kind of got you kind of going, aha, like, oh, like, wow, what's been the big aha moment? Let's learn from each other. Throw your aha moment in the chat feature and let's get some feedback. We do have an app. We've got the Lifebook. You can get all of these resources in your order if you haven't got one of these already. It is the educational program that teaches us lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. And I can't wait for you to get an experience with it because you can too have an aha moment. As we go into our agenda here tonight, most of you have been around here, you've seen this before, but we like to cover three things. The three things that we like to cover is mindset, skill set, and action. So we're going to give you some tips on how to think different. We're going to give you some skills on how to improve your results so that you're not just using willpower, but that you're actually using something called thrill power and skill power. I mean, if you're just using willpower alone, you're not using the full energy that's available to you. But if you can understand the skill power and if you can apply the thrill power is actually when you enjoy adopting the habits of health. It's no longer a grind. It's no longer a sacrifice. It's actually thrilling to you to live the life that you've always been dreaming of, to pursue the outcome that you've always wanted. And tonight we're going to be talking about the mindset of understanding how optimal health and well-being can create more freedom in your life. We're going to also talk to you about these skill sets that are going to help you create that freedom. And they're going to be small little habits that are going to lead to a lifelong transformation and the changes that you've probably been maybe looking for in your life. And then we're going to give you a challenge to declare your independence from unhealthy habits. I don't know where you're at in your journey. If you just got started, we're glad that you're here. This might be the first time that you've ever been to a Habits of Health call. Maybe you've been an old veteran, and this is one of those times where you're going to get a chance to really dive into something that maybe you've never heard before. Maybe you just didn't hear it in your previous experiences, or maybe you haven't heard it yet inside of the Habits of Health system. But tonight we're going to be talking to you about a very important question, and I want you to think about this question, and I want you to answer it to yourself. We can't hear you. We don't want you to write it down, but we want you to answer the question. Do you have freedom? Do you have freedom to do life in the way that you want to do it? You know, freedom is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance and restraint. And as we go into Independence Weekend or the idea of 4th of July, you know, America celebrates this holiday because it declared its freedom from individuals that were trying to hold it back from becoming what it wanted to be, from doing things that it wanted to do, and from having things that it wanted to have. But it declared its freedom, and then it celebrated it. And that's what we continue to celebrate in America. But if you do the play on that and just kind of think about your own life, I'd like to just ask you these questions and begin to think about, do you have the freedom to live the life that you want without hindrance or restraint? Do you have the freedom to run as fast or as long as you want? You might be thinking, why would I do that? But do you have the freedom to do it if you wanted to? Could you? Do you have the freedom to wear the clothes that you want in the size that you want them? What are the things that have maybe imprisoned you? Maybe the habits, maybe it's the addictions, or maybe it's the idea of just maybe not living life in a more public way because of maybe how you feel or how you look in your mind. What are the things that have maybe enslaved you to some things that you don't want to be enslaved for? You want to be free. You want to create the freedom that you've always been dreaming about, but there's maybe been a lack of idea, maybe a lack of support, a lack of encouragement, a lack of accountability. We want to help you with that tonight. Dr. Anderson in the Habits of Health book says, the Habits of Health Transformation System is set up to organize your new habit installation in a way that is easy. It will deliver a process that will provide a reliable, consistent way to transform your current and past behaviors to new sustainable habits that will serve you for the rest of your life. I want you to just stare at the word life at the very bottom. You see, one half of your life is based upon the word if. If you don't adopt these habits of health, your life is completely different. There's a lot of people that live their life imprisoned by unhealthy lifestyle habits and the consequences that come of that. There's some people, a lot of people here, that are actually deciding and declaring their freedom, and they're actually choosing to live their life not based on what other people tell them they can do, but on what it is that they want to do. And they actually make a decision. They declare they're going to actually create that freedom. And they use the macro habits of health inside of the life book in the Habits of Health system to create that freedom. So when you look at these six macro habits of health, do you feel like that you've got mastery in these six areas? What are the areas that you have mastery? What are the areas that you have freedom? Have you found freedom in a healthy nutrition plan? Whether it's the 5-1, 4-2, 3-3, or maybe it's just a custom plan that you're following. How about the habits of a healthy mind? You know, a lot of us have said, you know, when we think about getting healthier, we know what we need to do. We just need to do it. But a lot of us haven't done it. Why is that? Maybe, just maybe, you don't know what to do. Or you would have already done it. Maybe you don't know why to do it. You don't know when to do it. You don't know where to find other people that have done it. Maybe you don't know some of these things, and now that's what you're coming into this journey with, and hopefully you're going to develop those habits of a healthy mind so that you believe you can do it and that you actually do it, because you plug into this comprehensive lifestyle program that teaches you these habits of health. So when it comes down to the decision, the declaration, Dr. Anderson talks about this in three different choices. You know, a lot of us start off with more of like a primary choice where it's kind of a decision to reach a goal. We want to lose 30 pounds or we want to lose, for me, I wanted to lose 75 pounds. That's why I started. I didn't make a fundamental choice to create optimal health in my life so that I could have more freedom. That was a little big for me. But when I began to see that as a bigger picture, it was more of an attachment to a value system rather than attachment to a short-term goal or resolving a problem like losing weight or getting rid of pain. And so when a lot of us are trying to solve our problem or trying to get rid of the weight, we're oftentimes focusing in on the two choices, which are not the ones that are the most powerful. The one that's the most powerful, the one that really drives your freedom, is the fundamental choice. And that fundamental choice is something that actually says, I want to create a better life. I want to create a better version of me, maybe even the best version of me. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best version of you, the healthiest, the happiest, the most energetic, the most fit, the most active, the most rested, the most peaceful, the most happy. Where would you rank yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? If 10 was the best version of you, where are you at today? And where do you want to be? This concept of structural tension is something that Dr. Anderson uses kind of like a rubber band. He says, you know, once you know where you're at, this is where you're at, the index finger right here. And he says, once you know where you're at and you decide, you declare where you want to go, you create this tension. And this tension is what helps you to move towards your desired outcome. But it takes a declaration. It takes you deciding to take responsibility, to own the fact that if it's going to be, it's up to me, right? I need to create this freedom. I need to fight for my freedom. And it's not something that comes easy, right? Freedom is not free. We actually have to decide to make sacrifices. We have to make commitments and stay true to things when we don't want to do it to create the freedom. You know, when you think about any story of creating freedom, was there ever an easy battle? Was there ever, you know, somebody that just said, oh, no big deal, I'll just create freedom in my life? It was always a battle. It was always a battle either mentally, physically, financially, vocationally, relationally. There's always a battle. So the question is that have you decided to win the battle? Have you declared that you are going to create optimal health and well-being in your life? And whatever that means to you, those words may not resonate with you, but when you think about a 10, optimal health and well-being, what does that look like for you? What does that mean to you? And when you decide what it is that you want and you partner up with your coach, you partner up with the Habits of Health system, you get involved in the community, and you leverage an Optavia meal plan and our fuelings, you will be amazed at what you can create. This next story is one of our health champions, Kristen Grainer. She's become not only a successful client, but also one of our health coaches. And I want you to hear her story and how she declared her freedom and her independence and how she continues to do that time after time. Kristen, welcome to the webinar.
Thank you so much, David, for having me on here. Yes, truthfully, I declared my independence from a lot of things. And I really, truly didn't realize how much I needed to declare. And I was declaring all of these things as wanting to have freedoms. I wanted the freedom from having to hold my breath while I tied my running shoes. I wanted freedom from having to hide in the background of every photo I took or don't be in the photo at all. And so my freedoms were very specific. Now, little did I know this journey that I would be taken on. And I haven't stopped. Now, I do want to say that it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been the easiest thing. And that's the beauty of this program. And that's the beauty of having a coach, is that when my check engine light was on, I referenced my owner's manual. I reached out to my coach. I reached out to my community. I have not had an easy year. you guys. And I picked, at the beginning of the year, I picked the word contend. Little did I know, and I'm sure several of us on this call can say, little did we know we'd be contending for so much. And so every day I celebrate my healthy independence by waking up and declaring that I am going to contend. It may not look perfect that day. I may mess up. I may not do what I intended to do that day, and I may let life in. But I know to be true that this program is real. And what you put into it, you get out of it. If you leave Optavia for a while, guess what? Optavia never leaves you. You can bounce back, okay? So lean into your coach when you have those moments of contention, when you have those moments of uneasiness, when your wagon has a flat tire, okay? You are in charge of your wagon, but your coach and your community, they're in the back. They're helping you to steer. Okay. And so really, really leaning into the four components, the coach, the community, the habits of health, the life book. Can I just say the life book has been changing. It helps me to really dive into what I've been working on for almost 44 years. All of those things that I had thought were just who I was. That's me. That's who I am. That's just how this is going to be. Until I had someone tell me, guess what? I believe so much in you. I'm going to hold space for you until you can believe it for yourself. And guess what? Every once in a while, I have to go back to that space that he is holding for me. Because he knows me and he knows that I matter. And so I keep leaning in. I eat six times a day. I know what to do because I've been shown what to do. I just have to remember to do it. Okay. And so I want to encourage you this coming week or anytime you're out at a barbecue this summer. I have these three rules that I do. One, I don't save up meals so that I can indulge at somebody else's house and just pretend that it doesn't count. Okay. Don't do that. Stay to plan. Stay true to yourself. You know what to do on that standpoint. Okay. Second, if you're at a buffet, which most places, when you go to somebody's house, if you are allowed to go to somebody's house, this could be at your own house right now, take a look at what's there. Okay. Don't just grab a plate and start loading a bunch of stuff up. Okay, take a look, pause for a second. Let's all use Stop Challenge Choose in this instance, right? And then grab the smallest plate that you can and then choose wisely, okay? Best alternative to know that you're gonna be successful, offer to bring a side dish or a main dish. I have been known as the salad person in my family, and that's okay because I like the salad that I bring. So I just want to encourage you to keep declaring your independence. Keep pushing for your healthy lifestyle because your healthy lifestyle matters because how you project your love into this world, it resonates. And people need love and hope and joy right now more than anything. And so lean into your coach. If you don't have a coach, talk to the person that introduced you here because my coach and my community has saved me this last year. So thank you, David.
So good, Kristen. Love to hear your story. And I remember that time when you said you're declaring that you're no longer dieting. You're actually deciding to create health and well-being in your life. And it's been such a pleasure to be on that journey with you. I want to know just where everybody else is focusing in right now. What's the one macro habit? The poll will come up here in just a moment. What's the one macro habit above all else that you really need to master? You really need to focus on this one habit to create more freedom in your life, to really create the independence that you desire from, you know, maybe the things that are holding you back in your life. Go ahead and cast your vote. And while we're waiting for the poll results to come in, I want to talk a little bit more about the action for tonight, declaring your freedom. I want you to just stop for just a second and assess your health and use that scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best version of you, 1 being not the best version of you, and challenge yourself to clarify, what does optimal health and well-being look like for you on December 31st? 2020, 6 months from today. You can finish strong. You can finish the second half. You can actually create the life that you desire. You can actually be so far, far, far from where you are today in 6 months. I thought it would take me a full year to lose 75 pounds. And my progress absolutely blew me away. I won't say exactly how many weeks, but let me just tell you, it absolutely blew me away. What was possible in a very short period of time? You may not know what's possible. Most times we find out that people don't know what they don't know. So submit yourself to the process of just saying, this is what I'd really like to be, do, and have on December 31st. And you don't have to even believe that it's possible. You just simply have to be plugged into a system that believes that it's possible. And the science can actually prove that it's possible. You don't have to believe it to be true. You just simply have to show up and do it and choose to create optimal health and well-being using your program. Now, I want to just do a quick little poll results on what everybody, I want to share the results. It looks like 30% of our audience is focusing in on healthy weight management. 22% is healthy eating and hydration. 22% is healthy mind, and 12% healthy motion, 9% healthy sleep, and 5% healthy surroundings. Fantastic, everybody. Thank you so much for voting. Well, this next story, as we wrap up here tonight, will absolutely blow you away. And I have seen it with my own eyes, and I've been a coach for 11 years, and I don't know if I've seen another story like this. And his story and her story motivate me each and every day to do what I want to do in terms of getting healthier and encouraging other people to do the same. Corey and Hillary, we're so excited to hear a little bit more about your story. Would you go ahead and share with everybody a little bit more about your Declaration of Independence?
Absolutely. Thanks for having us tonight, everybody. So for me, I've been a big guy my entire life. I was always the guy that would make the jokes before anybody else could. I was the guy standing in line for the next fad diet or the next magic pill. And I would always have a little bit of success and then a whole lot of failure because I could never find anything sustainable. And that went on pretty much my whole adult life until 2017 when I found myself weighing in at 476 pounds. I was a wreck. I had knee pain, back pain. I couldn't sleep at night and consequently was tired all the time, addicted to energy drinks and caffeine to make it through my day. And, in early October of 17, I went to a football game. My youngest son was playing football and I wanted to go to a game. I hadn't been all season long. And when I went there, I chose to stand on the sidelines and watch the game, even though I knew what was going to happen from standing that long. So I watched the game and I walked back to my car. And sure enough, I was in so much pain. I was basically numb from the chest down. And I said, you know what? Enough's enough. I can't live like this anymore. So I reached out to a couple that I knew from church. And I didn't know they were health coaches, but I knew that they had lost a lot of weight on their own and they were keeping it off. And that really made me excited. So I reached out to them. We met a couple times. I declared that to be my healthy Independence Day and I started my program. So like Kristen said earlier, you know, it wasn't always easy for me. There was a lot of ups and downs, but staying connected to my support system and this community absolutely made it possible for me to lose 250 pounds while on program. And I'll tell you, the freedoms I've achieved with that are innumerable. I can't even begin to explain them all. So a couple of weeks into my program, my coach came to me and he said, you know, you should really think about coaching. And I laughed at him, to be honest with you, because I thought, you're crazy. Who's going to look at me and think health coach? And what he said to me really changed my whole perspective on things. He said, I'm not asking you to preach from the mountaintop that you know everything. Just tell people that you're on a journey, you're chasing better, you found something that's working for you, and ask them to join you along the way. And I thought, you know what? I want people to feel what I'm feeling. So like 30 days into my program with a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, and a lot of weight still to lose, I made the decision to become a health coach. And let me tell you, she wasn't quite ready to join me yet, but one of our first clients, the ripple effect guys, one of our first clients is a man by the name of Dave Kiner. He was actually in that slide with me in one of those pictures. Because of my yes, he was able to declare his own healthy Independence Day and has now lost over 200 pounds himself and is paying it forward as a health coach, sharing this gift with other people. So that just goes to show you how exciting it can be. And like I said, I've experienced a ton of freedoms, too many to list in a short time, but I do want to share one quick story with you guys because it's really near and dear to my heart. So about 18 months into my program, I was killing it. I was losing lots of weight. Things were great. But I wasn't exercising. I wasn't getting a lot of healthy motion in. And one of my coaches challenged me. He said, you know, I really think that you could step your game up a little bit. You've lost a lot of weight. I think you would benefit from some exercise and I think you'd enjoy it. So I took him at face value. I said, you know what? I think you're right. So I started walking and then I started jogging. And then I took it to the next level and I said, you know what? I'm going to run my first ever 5K. So I trained for about 4 months, and on the 2-year anniversary of my healthy Independence Day, I was able to run that 5K. I was able to run that 5K race with my family and my friends and other clients and coaches right by my side running it with me. It's a day I will never forget.
So like Corey said, I wasn't there yet. I wasn't ready to coach. I wasn't ready to step out of my comfort zone that I love and hold very dear to my heart. But I needed him to do something and he needed to do something. And I quickly found out that with this program, we needed this. My role in this wasn't the same as most. I was the supportive spouse. I needed to be his first line of accountability. I needed to be his biggest support, and I wanted to be his biggest cheerleader all the way through. As he was changing and losing weight and learning more, I was right there beside him, losing and changing and learning too. I was learning so much about the program and why it worked so well. And why it was easy to do. You just make one small change at a time and each one builds on top of the next. It's amazing. I fell in love with the support community. I started stepping slowly into the coaching and got really comfortable with coaching clients and talking to people and celebrating their victories, their wins with them, and celebrating some of my own. I lost 60 pounds too. So it's been an exciting, fun ride. I thank God that Corey decided to make this decision, to just say yes, to go all in. It's changed everything for us. And I'm very thankful to our wonderful mentors who believed in us when we didn't, and struggled and pushed us out of our comfort zone, even when we're being very stubborn. Thank you, Mr. Bush. It's been great.
Thanks, guys.
So good, guys. I tell you what, I mean, that is just so powerful. And I'm not setting this up, but I'd love to just do another poll and just ask you, how are you enjoying this community time? Is this filling your cup up tonight? I'd love to see you cast your vote quick, and we'll wrap things up for this Habits of Health presentation. And as the poll comes up, I would love to just let you know that there is a new resource that is available that brings all of the Habits of Health resources together. You'll see it at the bottom of your screen here, and you'll also see it in the chat feature. We have a YouTube playlist that has all of our past Habits of Health calls where you can listen to them or watch them on your phone or device. And then we also have a podcast. So if you like to just be listening to things, it's a nice way to just subscribe to the podcast. And I don't know, for me personally, I'm more of kind of an audio or a video learner. And that inspires me to want to read more in the Habits of Health. You can also opt in to our Optavia 30 text. If you just go and open up your phone right now and just type in the phone number 99000, and then you type in the text section the words Optavia 30, all one word, all uppercase, you'll get a text reminder every Wednesday night about the webinar, and then you can just get a link to click on. It's a great way to just stay plugged into the community and have all of the resources available at your fingertips. A couple other things is you can subscribe to the YouTube channel by clicking on the subscribe button for the YouTube channel. And make sure that you join us next week. We're going to be going through element 14 of the life book. Shirley Mast is going to be going through that. And she's another person that has done a tremendous job, over 200 pounds of weight loss. She was on the cover of Women's Magazine. She is an amazing coach, an amazing person who's really mastered the habits of health. So I'd really love for you to join us next week. And just as a reminder, we have a special event that's happening this summer, July 24th and 26th. We are doing a showcase event where we are bringing Optavia to you, and we're bringing all the aspects. We're bringing Dr. Wayne Anderson, the medical director and co-founder of Optavia, is going to be talking about how to master the habits of health. We're going to be bringing in different topics on transformational leadership, how to really embrace the idea of creating optimal health and well-being. And you can attend this event as a guest, or you can attend it as a coach. We're going to be having some coach training if you want to learn more about how to become a transformational health and lifestyle coach with Optavia. You can participate and you can check out the link. The link should be in the chat message. You can also go in and just look for the hashtag Optavia20 inside of Facebook and look for a whole bunch of resources around this particular event. This is going to be a landmark event. So anyone and everyone who wants to participate can do it from their phone or from their computer or lap or mobile device and join us. So we'd love to have you here. If you just want to attend one day, it's all going to be recorded. You can actually watch the recorded version of it. So it's not something that you absolutely have to be at live, but we'd sure love for you to be there live and to be a part of this historic event with Optavia.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.